So in the little book called Charity, so it says there that the first of charity is to shun evils as sins against the Lord. The idea here, I think, is that the Lord is fully present, that the Lord's love and wisdom is everywhere in all its fullness. So the issue is not that the Lord isn't present. The issue is what gets in the way. Spiritual work involves the removal of what gets in the way so that what is of the Lord can be more fully expressed through us. That's essentially what the focus is. So the focus, so charity, which we talk about as loving the neighbor, but then there's always a question about who is the neighbor. And the natural man views the neighbor as the next person closest to them that they're having to deal with, right? So that's a natural understanding of the neighbor. Neighbor in more abstract terms means that which is closest to us. So on an internal level, therefore, the Lord is the one who is closest to all. Therefore, he ultimately is the highest aspect of the neighbor. And then it moves into more expansive sort of concepts, which is that the neighbor is closest to what is good. And that is why truth, if you like, is called the neighbor. Truth is what is closest to good. Therefore, it is the neighbor of good. And so truth is the neighbor that is to be loved. And we love truth by applying it. That's how truth is loved. So it's not a sentimental kind of, yes, I love truth. It's actually, it's truth in action is truth being loved. So when we take hold of truths and use them to reflect on our life as to what is getting in the way of the life of heaven being more fully expressed through us, then those truths will reveal their opposite. And this ties in with the idea of the coming of the Lord. Every coming of the Lord is, well, let's put it this way, with every coming of the Lord is a new insight, if you like, given the context of how we read it here. But also, every coming of the Lord brings about a last judgment. That's the other thing to realize as well. So there are two things. The Lord comes and you have this idea in, say, the previous readings that we've had of the concept of separation. So when the Lord comes, what is useful and serviceable to the spiritual life is lifted up, and what isn't is cast off. So you had the idea of the five foolish and the five wise virgins. You had the idea of the sheep and the goats. So we've had a lot of kind of stories drawn from the sacred scripture that points to what the coming of the Lord involves. And so whenever truth manifests itself in our awareness, it shows up its opposite. So when we try to be kind to those around us, what do we notice? We notice when we're not, or we notice those thoughts and things that are actually opposed. And this is the whole purpose of creating tasks and Loga Praxis. And this is what the temptation is about. Temptation really is about strengthening what is good and true and having removed what is evil and false, or allowing the proprium to be pushed to the exterior of our life rather than have it at the center, so that what is of the Lord or of the Word is at the center. So the whole concept of loving the neighbor really is about loving what is of the Lord in us, and we do that through engaging with the Word, reflecting on what it says, how does that apply to my life, and being open to having revealed what the Word reveals in us that needs attending to or needs to be shunned as an evil. Because what that also says, of course, is that when an evil is recognized, then it is a sin. It is seen to be a sin. But if it's not recognized, it's not. So you sort of held in position. So what we're not held accountable for what we're ignorant of, but once we become aware of something, then there's a responsibility to do something about it. So we look to the Lord for the ability to shun that evil.